Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
We are back 2 days in a row. Well, two days in a row and two times in one day. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Welcome back to the channel. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Look, again, we got the buy one, get one free sale going on, mgbookstore.com. Make sure you pick up House Hackonomics, Real Estate Investors Manifesto. You get both of them for $29.99. Buy two, buy three, buy four, buy five, buy 10 bundles. Get all the bundles and give it as a Christmas gift. All right? We are live. We are blessed. Drop some gems in the comments. So today, I was on live earlier today, and I told all of you guys why I was live earlier to make sure you tap back in with me later today, because I'm going to go live again. I got a special guest with me. I'm going to bring him on in a second. And one of the things here at Rants and Gems that I'm going to start doing, because we cover a lot of loan products, market updates, you know, shit like that on here. But I don't want to alienate my real estate professionals, okay, or any business owners for that matter. But I'm going to speak directly to the real estate professionals right now, because we are in a season where transactions has dipped drastically because of higher interest rates, things like that. And a lot of real estate professionals are always hitting me up, asking me, how am I lead generating? How am I growing my brand? How am I getting paid speaking engagements? How do I even write books and monetize my brain, right? So I want to start putting out more content that can help not only my licensed real estate professionals scale their businesses, but any business owner for that matter that watches my channel that's tapped in, you can use this information to help you. So I say, you know what? Who can be a great guest for this type of conversation? So I decided to bring in not only one of my great friends in the whole wide world, but also one of my business partners, someone I have a lot of experience with doing business and making money with. And I've seen firsthand how his brain, pause, has helped me make a lot of money. And we have conversations like every day. To be honest with you, we've been backstage talking for like an hour before I just decided to go live. Like when I tell you, I speak to this fool almost every damn day. I speak to him almost every damn day. He's a brilliant mind, and he's one of the co-founders, of the biggest financial literacy media company in the world right now. Yeah, this thing is crazy. One of the biggest financial literacy companies in the world right now. And he's known as the man behind the biggest, pause, right? I need y'all to give a Round of applause. Throw some gems in the comments, right? Yo, this dude is crazy. I wish I could see what he's doing backstage right now. Yo, throw some gems in the comment for my brother, Michael J. McDonald. Look at this guy, yo.
What's going on?
Yo, you are the first guest.
Some Chanel on. I had to put some Chanel on. You know, when you feel good, when you smell good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. I'm on a big platform right now, so I had to make sure I perform well. You know, so I had to put a little bit of aroma a little bit better in. So you know, I smell good now. I feel good, and when I feel good, I'm gonna do good.
This man,
how you doing, Mr. Matthew Garland? How you doing, man? MG the Morris guy.
This guy done put on glasses and cologne for y'all.
Listen, man, I got to perform. I got to perform for you. I will. You know what I'm saying? That I'll do for you. You my guy. You closest to my day one, brother. You closest to my day one.
My guy. Michael J. McDonald. Y'all throw some gems in the comment for my guy. Co-founder of Earn Your Leisure. You might not see him in front of the camera, but he's behind the camera. And a lot of the viral moments and a lot of the information that you guys have consumed with Earn Your Leisure, my brother right here, Mike, has been a big part of it. And now he has been making his debut on all over social media, podcasts. I mean, the guy is outside now. He's moved from behind the scenes to now in front of the camera, which I love because he has a lot of information, a lot of intellectual property. He's been an entrepreneur for, 20 plus years. He's been in the digital space, recurring income, you know, that space for decades, right? So he has a lot of expertise, and I had to bring my brother on the show. And he's also, we call him Mansion Mike, too. Like, he's Airbnb king. So we're going to talk a little real estate with my brother, too, because my man get busy. I got to actually talk him out of buying these mansions because he be trying to go too crazy sometimes. But that's another story for a different day. But Mike, what's good, my brother? How are you today?
Oh, man. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it, man. I finally graced your platform, man. I appreciate it, man. But yeah, I'm outside, and I'm outside heavy. But, I mean, if I made that decision to come outside, I gotta come outside. So
you're definitely outside right now. So let's get right into this, right? So you are the man, one of the co-founders of Earn Your Leisure. Everybody knows who Earn Your Leisure is, but they don't know who Michael J. McDonald is. So why don't you introduce yourself briefly to let the people know who you are?
Well, like you said, my name is Michael J. McDonald. I was born and raised in Greenberg, New York, the same town that Rashad and Troy was also raised at. That's how we met each other. We were childhood friends. And we started a lot of businesses before Earn Your Leisure, but obviously, Earn Your Leisure became one of our great successes. And after Earn Your Leisure, we started other brands, InvestFest, EYL University, EYL Network, and a few others. And they're highly successful. And it's got me to the place I am now. And now I wanted to start a new journey and take all of my knowledge from the last 20 years and all the things that we've been doing for the last 5 years and put that touch on other businesses. So I started my own brand to help other brands build and get to the level that we have got to.
All right, so let's get right into this, man. My platform is real estate. Mm-hmm. Real estate all day long, right? I got a lot of licensed professionals on this page. Loan officers, realtors, financial service providers, insurance folks follow me, title insurance people, home inspectors, appraisers. I mean, you name it, right? Self-employed, notary people who notarize closing documents. Mm-hmm. Everyone's looking to generate leads, right? You need leads. You need leads to get sales. And you need sales to keep your business going, right? So what are three tips that you can give someone who's watching this right now, live or on the replay? Three tips that you can give them to scale their business in 2024.
The first thing is you gotta start making content. You gotta get in front of the camera to build your brand. You can't be shy and feel like you don't have to have an identity. You want to build your brand. Once you build your personal brand and people know you, people like you, people trust you, they'll support you. So the first thing is building your personal presence and having an online presence with your personal presence. That's the first thing. And if you're going to do that, you got to be consistent and you got to be persistent and you got to execute. And you also got to invest in yourself and see and listen to what people say. So when you're making content, for instance, me, right? I make content. I make a lot of content. I post every single day on YouTube, on Instagram, everywhere. And the important thing is I listen to what the people want to see from me. So what does that mean? If I'm making a post about how to build my website, I put that video on YouTube, it's getting the most views. What am I going to do? I'm going to start making more content on how to teach you how to do things in your business. So you got to listen to your audience. Your audience will tell you what you need to create. They're going to tell you what they want to hear from you. So listening to your audience, being consistent and executing on the information that you receive. And the first one I said is obviously you have to build a presence online and build your own personal brand. Cause once you're not selling a product or a service, you're selling yourself. Once they believe in you, they'll believe in anything you want to offer them.
Once they believe in you, they believe in anything that you want to offer them. And correct. You have to build your presence online. Okay, so let's stay right there for a second, right? Because obviously, when people hear Earn Your Leisure, they don't think Michael J. McDonald. They think Rashad, Bilal, Troy Millis, right? They don't think you.
Correct.
So when you made the decision this year to, you know what, I'm going to come from behind the scenes and I'm going to start implementing my own advice. Because you give a lot of influencers and a lot of people who have big profiles behind the scenes, the people who know, they know. And they come to you. They come to you. You've helped a lot of people build and grow and make money. But you, yourself, to the general public, was not known. So you almost have like a disadvantage, so to speak, because here you are, a co-founder of this big conglomerate media company at Earn Your Leisure. You have all these contacts, connections with very powerful people, influential people, but none of that helps you in your own personal brand today, right? So when you started your journey this year, your Instagram page had what, 2,000 people on it this year?
Like 4,000, 5,000.
4,000, 4,000 to 5,000just sitting there, really doing nothing, right? People over the years followed you. Maybe you've been tagged in certain things. People have come over, but you've never intentionally decided to grow. Now, no. Today, fast forward, November 29th, November 30th, like you have 66,000 people on your Instagram page. And literally 5 days ago, you put up a post on Instagram thanking people and thanking your 60,000 followers. So in 5 days, and I just looked at this, you gained 6,000 new people in less than a week. How the hell are you building your page at this scale so fast?
So we're going to unpack this, right? Once I made the decision to say, I want to start a personal brand, I want to take all the different mistakes we made throughout the 20 years or I made throughout the 20 years, and I want to take all the information that I've learned throughout these past few years, and I want to apply it to myself. What does that look like and what does that mean? That means posting every day, being consistent, right? So what I did was I post a bunch of different content. When you own your own platform and you don't have to answer to anybody, you could do whatever you want. So I was able to post whatever I wanted. I post about words that I wanted to learn. I post about my relationship. I post about funny stuff. I post about my life. I posted about a lot of different things. I did that intentionally because I wanted to see what did people want to see from me. What I noticed was it was a lot of things that I really wanted to post, but they didn't really want to see that from me. They wanted to see other things from me. So what I did was I did 80% of the things that they wanted to see from me, and 20% I was just doing things about my lifestyle, the things that I really like and wanted to post. What that did was I started posting multiple times a day and it started to get caught in the algorithm. I started to get some momentum. Now, with that momentum, this is all organic traffic. Now, we confuse organic traffic and all this and paid followers and stuff. We confuse all that, right? So we're going to break this down slowly. I took a post that was already doing well, right? It was doing well with the algorithm. I knew it was good content because it was outperforming everything on my page. I said, look, this content is very, very good. It's doing well. The problem is I only had maybe about 8,000 or 9,000 followers at the time. I need this content to be seen by a wider audience. So the social proof was there for this content. So I boosted the post. When I boosted the post, it doesn't mean it's not organic. It just means it's getting me to a point B faster than I would get without boosting the post. That's why it's called boost. You're boosting what already is happening. It's still organic because I'm just telling people, more people, about this post. I'm not saying buy anything. I'm not saying, all I'm saying is look at this post. If you like it, go to my profile. You go to my profile, then you see all the great contents on my page. And then what happens is you follow me. And if you follow me, you see a link on my page. That's important too. Your page has to be set up very correctly. I see a lot of people using Linktree. I see a lot of people have a bunch of things in their bio. You should not have to click a button to see another some more information. That's a no-no. You want them to be very seamless and very easy for the people when they come on your page to click a link and go to your website. That you should never be sending anybody else to another website. They're on Instagram already. We don't own the data from Instagram. When you get them off that page, you need to bring them to your page, to your home. So you're using Instagram as a tool to get people, that huge audience of a billion people, to come to your page, and now you go to your website, your home. And that's all I really did. I literally boost the posts that were doing well, and I was putting out a lot of different posts to see which one would do well. The ones that would outperform all my posts that I was doing, I was boosting them. And I boosted maybe about 4 or 5 posts throughout this last 5 months, and it's got me a big following because people like my content. I just
Mike, I can't hear you. You kind of went out, Mike. You kind of froze up here, Playboy. Mike, you kind of froze up. Let me know when you get your thing back in order. But I hope that caught a little bit of what he was saying right there, right? And what I took from the first part of what he was saying was, look.
He didn't.
Okay. He just jumped off. I guess he got a reboot. Something happened on his end, and he's going to come back in. But the first part of what I took from that was, one, have your content and your page all together. Let me put you back on, Mike. You good now? Yo, you hear me? You hear me?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I hear you now.
When did I go out?
You were saying that when they click on, you boosted the post, right? I was just giving a recap of what you were saying, right? So you put out a post, it got some good engagement, but in order for you to get to point B much faster, you paid the boost, that particular post that had great engagement, and you wasn't trying to sell nobody nothing at that point. It was more so of just, let me spend, and how much money did you spend on that boost?
Throughout the probably 5 months, I probably spent $1,000 a month.
$1,000 on that one post.
Multiple posts throughout the whole thing.
So you spread $1,000 over multiple different posts.
It was about four. I spent $1,000 on like 4 or 5 posts. So like 5,000 the most.
5,000 over 5 months.
Correct.
So when you spent the 5,000, you spread that money over 5 months over multiple different posts every single month, and those posts kept on getting more engagement, more views, which in turn, because Instagram is not pushing your shit right now. Like for me, yes, I'm used to organic reach, and this is something you've been telling me for months. You got to start paying for it now. because they're purposely shadow banning you. They're purposely, like, my page has been stuck on 365,000, 366,000 people for like 6 to 8 months now. It's not moving at all. They're not even pushing my stuff to accounts. I used to hit like 3 million people a month. I'm barely hitting 250,000 people a month right now. So I might have to start paying boosting posts that I think are good.
But you got to be very careful when you boost a post. You don't want to boost a post that, like, I'm not gambling. I'm not gambling at all. I'm not, like, just hoping that this post will do well. I'm putting out a lot of content, multiple pieces of content a day, and I'm seeing what does well. But important thing about this, you don't want to be boosting a post that you're dancing, but you're a real estate professional. You want to boost a post that has something that you got to be intentional about your post. You want to boost a post that improvises on what you do. Like it emphasizes on what you do. So like if you did a story about how you helped someone that didn't have bad credit, they had bad credit, you helped them, you know, gave them resources to get their credit better. Then their dream was to own a home. You finally got their credit better. You got them a home. They got their first home. That's a story. That's going to go viral. You boost that because you know what? You helped them. They had a problem. You had the solution. You don't have to sell. I just told the story. I know that that person had a problem. You had the solution. They got their dream home. And now they're going to come to your page and they're going to follow you. And they say, you know what they're going to say? Please do that for me. Simple as that. That's the post you want to boost.
Okay. Okay. We got that. So now the people come, you said, don't use Linktree, right?
Don't use any site. Don't take anyone off of Instagram and bring them to another site. Like people use Calendly, Linktree and all that stuff. No, once you click the link in my bio, you're going to my site and you're going to stay on my site. As long as you can, you're going to stay on my site and you're going to see everything about me. You're going to see every single episode that I post on my podcast and on my YouTube. You're going to see what I offer. You're going to see my events that I'm at. You're going to see the publications that I'm at. You're going to see everything about me is going to be my bio. Every possible thing. I got a free blueprint that's for your business and how you market and how you build your business. A free blueprint. I give it straight to you for free. Everything is on my site. The goal is to get data. The goal is to keep you on my site. And the goal is ultimately to, we can do business together. We can partner together. And that's the ultimate goal. If I bring you to Linktree, it might be ads on there. You might go from going on my Linktree to somewhere else. If I bring you to Calendly, you might go build that Calendly and you might go somewhere else. Now you come to my site, you book a session with me, and then you might say, oh, let me look at his pictures. Oh, now he's on my pictures. Let me look at his podcast. Oh, it's going to keep you on my site and it's going to be a greater chance that I will get your data or I will get a sale from you. If it makes sense to you, let me know.
Data or a sale from you. Okay. I like that. So look, I want to show your website, right? Because I think it's important to kind of see the visual of what you were just saying. And look, and I'm going to be full transparent with you guys right now, right? We were having this conversation offline and Mike was telling me, because I use Calendly and I use two different calendar systems for two different things, right? And Mike was telling me like, yo, bro, you need to integrate everything into your own website. Everything that he's telling y'all, he's telling me behind the scenes, like, yo, clean your shit up, basically, right? So what I want to do, Mike, is I want to take the good folks here to your actual website so they can kind of get a visual of what you're saying right now. Let me see. Did the website come up?
I don't see it.
The hell is going on here? I got to get Tooks in here, man. Something wrong with these buttons. Hold on. Let me see something.
Tooks big time. I don't know about that.
All right. Tooks. All right. There we go. Can you see it now?
You got that handsome young gentleman on your screen. Appreciate you. Oh, boy. You.
Here we go. I
had to put the glasses on.
Here we go, y'all. So, all right. So what I'm going to do for my people is I'm going to copy and paste this link. So that way, if you want to go peruse my guy's website, so you can kind of see for yourself of what he's saying. You can go to his website right there. And what's the website? MichaelJMcDonald.com?
Yes.
All right. So we're on the website. You see the website too, right? So
yeah, I see it.
You have everything right here. Like you said, book me, coaching. You got episodes, events, media, contact. So one thing that I like that you said is, and especially, you know, if you guys are in that public speaking world, like to be able, people always ask for like, yo, give me a flyer. Give me a flyer. My man got all his media photos here, right? I thought that was pretty cool. But what I really liked about this whole thing was, how do you get to your calendar again? Right? Like, it was like calendar somewhere.
Go to change the domain to Discovery on the end of it. Mike McDonald /Discovery.
All right.
Because the calendar comes up when you go to like the 1-on-1 and it goes to the calendar, but to save time.
So this
and
is
as
basically,
you can see, I'm booked.
You booked and busy, right? So now somebody can come in here and you got your book me, your coaching, you got your podcast episodes. If you want to see events you at, your media kits, they want to contact you. So this is basically what you were saying is having everything as a one-stop shop for your business, basically your brand.
Correct.
Versus sitting here and having a link tree. Like, so right now I'm on a link tree myself, right? And that link tree, well, it's not a link tree. It's called Super Social is what I use. It's just like Linktree. The only reason I use that is because I know the owner who developed it. So
do you know the owner of MG Mortgage?
Mortgage MG guy? Mortgage Academy?
MG Academy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who you know better? Who you know him better?
Of course, I know me better. So there you have it, right? Get the traffic to your own shit. So, like, even for me, I'm now looking at this on a whole different perspective. Like, damn, maybe in 2024, I got to start developing
But
this
you need
website.
To start now. You need to
no,
start now.
100%. We was having this conversation. I'm definitely going to start now so I could be ready January 2024 for launch. But your advice as far as scaling is one of the things you're saying is, put some money on boosting posts and content that you feel can reach the masses, but Instagram might not just push it for free. You might have to throw $50, $100, whatever it is, and you're spending that money just to get the eyeballs on your page and your brand, and then from there, you're capturing them by keeping them on your domain, your website, and not giving them the opportunity to get distracted by other things. And that's how you're capturing more business for Michael J. McDonald's line of business, correct?
Yes. I posted a video on my YouTube on Saturday. I broke down everything on my website, but my website is designed to guide you where I want you to go. And if you go check that video out on my website, it'll really make sense of what I'm saying, like in terms of your website. You want to guide people on where you want them to go. If we're doing an event in Miami on December 9th, I'm going to put that on the front page starting December 1st because I want you to RSVP to that, right? That's just like that. If me and Matt decide to do a masterclass and put a one in the chat, if you think me and Matt should do a masterclass, right? An in-person masterclass in a mansion, premium, like crazy atmosphere, put a one in the chat. But the thing about it is, if we're doing a masterclass, I'm going to make sure you see it if you come to my website. So you want your website to guide the person that comes to that website where you want them to go. That's really important. And the great thing about that, I have my podcast on the top. There's a purpose for that, right? Because my podcast, if you become a subscriber to my podcast, right? This is what happens. You have your podcast app in your phone. I drop a podcast every single day at 9 a.m. I'm going to own your ears at 9 a.m. eventually, right? So at 9 a.m., when you come listen to my 15 or 20 minute podcast, every single day at 9 a.m., I got your ears. Whatever I want to promote, I can promote it right on my podcast. That's why it's number one. I got a notification in your phone every single day. If you come and follow me on my podcast, I'm going to give you a notification every single day at 9 a.m. I'm going to own that time. Like football on Sunday, I'm going to own 9 a.m. every morning. That's what it's about. That's why I have it number one. It's this simple.
So you're playing psychology with people.
I'm giving too much game. That's what I'm doing.
Nigga, look. This is Ransom Gems, Playboy. This is what we do.
We got some ones. I think we might need to do a masterclass.
Yeah, we got more than a few ones. We got more than a sum, and we got more than a few. So drop some ones in the chat if y'all want to do a masterclass for real estate professionals, business owners. And we're doing it in Atlanta. I wanted the mansions. But we're going to talk about mansions and all that stuff, Airbnb and a few. But I want to stick to this business title, right? Because this is some interesting stuff. Because for me, like, I'm always looking at how do I get bigger? How do I reach more people? How do I convert more sales, right? And for me, I use content as my prospecting tool. So I'm no longer, and I'm very vocal about this. I don't like to work in my business. I like to work on my business. I don't like to be behind a laptop pre-approving people. I want a business develop and bring in prospects so my team can handle all the minutia of closing deals, right? So I use one of my main prospecting tools is what we're doing right now is creating content and putting content out at scale and consistency. And YouTube
giving information,
mm-hmm. free game, because people who are learning from you at some point, they're going to want to do business with you right now. So as a real estate professional, right, for someone who's scared to come on these cameras and talk, you're someone who, and look, I'm going to just be transparent, Mike. You're not a public speaker, just like I'm not a public speaker.
No, like, I'm not.
You will be, right? But mm-hmm. And you're working towards that. So I know when you first started doing this, this was like, it wasn't like easy for you.
It was hard. Like I told you just before we got on, I said, this is going to be easy for me. I love that I feel comfortable doing this.
So how did you make something that was so uncomfortable for you become your comfort zone now?
That's what you call growth. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's the first thing. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Put yourself in uncomfortable environments and start to teach yourself how to become comfortable. I was uncomfortable in front of a camera. So uncomfortable that I just kept pounding at it until I became comfortable. Look at this. I'm speaking to you. I'm looking you right in the eye. I'm speaking clearly. I have my thoughts. I'm articulating my thoughts much better than I did 5 months ago. But that all happened when I continued to pound at doing something that I was uncomfortable with, and now I've become comfortable. So now I'm uncomfortable speaking in events, right? I'm now being booked for events. I did two events already. I am now an international speaker. You can clap for me. I appreciate it. That is a big accomplishment for me.
Let's go, son.
I had two speaking engagements already. I'm going to do a TEDx in January.
Hold on. Two paid speaking engagements.
That's a fact.
Let's be clear, because people can speak all day long, but they ain't getting a check. And you ain't getting a little check either.
Absolutely not.
Okay, carry on.
My knowledge. So I said, I want to get better. So the first thing I did, I invested in a coach to teach me how to speak. I know he taught a few other people that I know that speak well. So now I contacted him. I said, bro, I need you to teach me how to speak. That's the first thing. The second thing I did on my podcast, every Saturday, I'm giving a class. I'm standing up and I'm instructing on everything that I know. I'm taking all my expertise and I'm putting it into a class format. What does that do? That allows me to stand up and to articulate my thoughts and to speak in public. Everything I did from 5 months ago up until today led me to my podcast. I gave you life hacks. I gave you story time. I gave you definitions. I gave you outcomes. I gave you every little piece, every segment, every piece of content I was giving you. It was purposeful. It was a purpose for it. It was a meaning for it. It was intentional. It was getting me up to being able to do a full-on podcast and hold you for a whole 15 to 25 minutes by myself. Now I can do it. I can do it effortlessly because I've been doing this for so long. For the 5 months, I've been so consistent at it that it's become second nature to me. And that's what you got to do. You got to be intentional of whatever you're doing.
So what did you do? Okay, you're in month one right now. Let's go. Let's rewind. Month one. You're in front of the camera. You're not a public speaker. You're just starting this shit. And you're looking at this camera like, what the hell am I doing? Why am I doing this? What are you saying to yourself? Like, what? How are you prepping yourself to go out here and do this, right? Like, I know for me, for example, when I first started really trying to take this seriously in 2018, 19, I probably had 1,800, 2,000 followers at this time on Instagram. I used to tell myself, I'm going to make a pre-recorded video and I'm going to do 3 takes. And on the 3rd take, no matter what, I have to post 1 of those 3 takes, right? And that got me better with, all right, now I could just jump on at any point in time. But my 3-take rule was like my thing that kind of helped me get over that hump. Like, what kind of like little hacks that you was doing internally for yourself to help you get over that hump of building what you've built in the past 5 months for your personal brand?
Well, I was making content for about 3 months. And before I started to make, so that 5 months is technically when I put my first piece of content out publicly. So I was making content for 3 months prior to that. Never putting it out, but I was practicing. I just kept making content. And what I realized is that it's therapy. So whether or not I continue to be in front of the camera or not, I know that I'm always going to make content because content is therapy for me. It's therapeutic because I could be having a lot on my shoulders and just really stressed out. And sometimes you don't want to talk to anybody. You just want to talk to something and get it out. And that's what happened in those 3 months. I started to realize like, wow, this is therapeutic. But it was one day I was like, because I didn't put it out. This is why I didn't put it out. I would think what people would say. I would be like, they'll make fun of me. They'd be like, well, now why he's doing it, da da da. And this is what everyone else thinks. They're like, they're going to make fun of me. What are people going to say? I'm a part of a huge company. Like, why is he doing content now? And, you know, he didn't do it before. His ego is all these different things was running through my mind. And I'm like, I came to a conclusion that they're not paying my bills. And they typically, the people that don't care about me or saying bad things about me, don't care about me. Why am I going to care about them? Absolutely not. I said, F it. And I put my first piece of content out. And that first piece of content was, I gave a definition on persistence. And since that day, I missed one day since that day, and that was 5.5 months ago that I put that piece of content out. And I've been consistent ever since. And that's how I gained the courage to go and become very familiar with this camera.
Okay. So putting out content every day, most people, you know, got children, you know, not everybody, and I just want to be real, not everybody's making the type of money that people are making to be able to really dedicate a lot of time to be putting out content, and especially putting out their time without making some money in return. People got bills, right? How should somebody's, and I know in your community, your private mentorship, you kind of go a little bit deeper, pause into what I'm about to ask, but I just want to give, you know, maybe 1 or 2 things to the people is like, yo, like how should people be filming? Should it be content days? Should they spend 2 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours? Like, how should someone really set up their time to manage being able to put out content at scale at the levels that you're speaking?
So let's think about this, right? How can I put a piece of content out every single day? Now, typically, right, most people have an episode for about an hour. In that hour, you can get about 6 clips. All you need is 6 clips. Why 6 clips? Because the day you post that content is one day, and the other 7 days could be 6 different clips for that content to go on YouTube, and you extract the audio from that clip and you put it on your podcast. You can shoot, Matt can speak for this, you can shoot 4 episodes in a day. You take that one day and you shoot that, and you book the studio if you don't have a studio. I mean, if you want to just do content just on Instagram, you could just use your phone. You don't really need anything else. But what you do is you shoot that one day, four episodes, say, and then that those four episodes will result into 30 days of content, because you got the four episodes, that's 4 days, and then throughout those four episodes, you're gonna get all your shorts, all your medium format, and all of like the reels and stuff. So it's not too difficult. Yes, you have to spend some time to organize the way you're gonna film it, but once you get the format to film, it becomes easy. It becomes really easy. And that's simple to do a format. If you look on my episodes, it's the same exact format. The only format that's different is me and my episodes with my fiance Jessica, and the classroom and my questions. And that's another thing. You got to break up your content in sections. Like Friday, I'm answering everybody's questions, right? Saturday, I'm doing class. Sunday, I'm doing family things. And where did I get this information from? I got it from Instagram when I was posting. On Sunday, I've been posting my family for the last 5 months. It does well every Sunday. I'm going to continue to do family. I put my fiance on the podcast. On Saturday, I would give educational advice. I'm going to continue to give educational advice on Saturday. The question thing, I said, you know what? I seen somebody else that I seen doing questions, and I said, that's really good. That'll free up my mind, like just to like make new content and make creative ideas. I'll just do questions on Friday. And then the other 4 days is I place them out with different things. So I do a theme. Like if I'm doing like this theme was being an executor. So I'm doing execution and things about execution, like persistence, like change. People are uncomfortable with change. You gotta execute on change. So I make it connect with that first episode on Monday. So I have a method to this madness, this crazy madness of content, but it all makes sense if you just continue to watch the content. I'm literally telling you a story, and it's my story.
So, all right. I like what you said there, and you got my head kind of like spinning, because when I put out my content, just truth be told, I freestyle everything I do. Like, I get an episode. I did one today, 2-3 hours ago, right? Something came out. I put it out there, 30 minutes. I send it to my editor. He gonna clip it up. When I get the clips, I'm gonna just put them out, right? And I'm pushing people back. But see, my story is, for me, is I want you, I'm about a call to action, right? My content is CTA, call to action. Either I want you to go to my YouTube, I want you to go buy a book, join my community, or apply for a loan, right? So all my content, for the most part, is something leading towards one of those four things, but also within the content is information that you can use towards your real estate journey. So I kind of like, I don't have a theme days, so to speak, but now I'm thinking like, shit, maybe I should have like Q&A Mondays. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question, right? Real estate is so vast, right? It's so vast. Like, I'm doing mindset. My podcast is really about changing your mindset, because that's what we need to do. The first thing in anything is your mindset. But if you want to do directly in real estate, it's so many different avenues in real estate. You actually had an episode on 3D printing, right? Right? Yep. You know what I would do if I was you? I would do a whole month. You can do literally a whole month of the different aspects that it takes to build a 3D house. And that could be content for the whole month. Airbnb is another avenue for content. You could take a whole month. And the thing is that everything I do is like, I base everything I do off of Apple. Apple released a phone, the iPhone 3, many, many years ago, and they didn't give you two-way call. They didn't give you three-way calling. They didn't give you call forward. They didn't give you a lot of different things, right? There was a lot of features missing in that phone. Could they have put them in? Yes. But what they did was they slow fed you the information, right? Because they wanted you to just grasp this first, then grasp this. They guided you, like I guided you through my website. They guided you through the information. They guided you through the technology. How much more efficient would it be if you taught Airbnb for a whole entire month and you connected it part one, part two, not call it that, but different aspects, how to market Airbnb, how to set up your Airbnb, how to communicate with your Airbnb clients, all these different things throughout the whole entire month. They're going to be a master in Airbnb at the end of that month. Now, the next thing will be how to go real estate investing for single family homes. The whole entire month, you are teaching how to invest in single family homes. It's a masterclass on so many different things. And this thing, 12 different subjects is a year. There's hundreds of different subjects in real estate. And that's what I would do if I was you. Damn, I just gave you all a game.
Nigga, I had
Earn
to take
your leisure.
Me, I had to take me off of
Earn
camera because I was writing
this
notes.
Is why. We're the biggest. Earn your leisure. You give me hype, man.
I had to take
Damn,
me off the
yo.
Camera because I was writing notes.
Damn. If I don't see no fire in this chat, I'm out. If I don't see no fire in this chat, I'm out. I'm leaving. I need all the fires. What? 60 people in here. I need 60 fires, yo. I need 60 fires now. Oh, I'm out of here, yo. I'm out of here, yo.
Y'all done got this nigga hype now.
I'm hype now. I'm up. You got me up.
Wait, hold on. Fire it up.
If you want Matt to just pick one subject every month and delve in that one subject every month, I need the fire in there. Yo, Matt, I gave you the whole platform.
So wait, hold on. Relax, bro. Calm down for a second, all right? Calm down, right? So you saying to me, I should do, let's just say what you just said, how to invest into single family homes, right? You're saying I should do shorts and reels, breaking this down, 30
Your
to 60.
Your whole content should be about that for the whole entire month.
But shorts or reel or long form?
Everything shorts, everything has to complement each
Bro,
other.
That's a whole course though. I could just make a course.
Nah, you want to give it for you're here to help the people, right? Because the greatest thing about you is you have an auxiliary product or whatever that word is. What is that word exactly? You have another auxiliary product.
Yeah, I have several.
They're gonna learn so much from you that they're gonna trust you and they're gonna have no reason but to support you. Why do you think I'm giving so much game? I know if they want to build their brand, you know who they're gonna come with, and you know why I post every day. You know why McDonald's still advertise every day? Because they're in your face. Out of sight, out of mind. I can't be out of sight. I have to be in your mind. Matt, I've been coaching all day.
Look,
I've been on calls all day. And I'm still putting this fire out.
My people like, yep, but hold the classes in an academy. This is what I'm trying to say to you, bro. That's a whole, I could do a whole curriculum on that.
I wouldn't hold nothing. Don't hold nothing. I'm not holding nothing.
No, but what I'm saying to you is this, right?
The one-on-one, you know, when they come to you, this is the thing, right? And I actually learned this recently. The content that you give on your free platform, they still have to have a self-motivation to make it work, right? They still need to do it in a self-oriented way. And it may take a little longer still. When they come on with you, it's going to be faster. It's a faster approach to the finish line. That's what they're paying you for. You want to make them pay. If they're going to pay you, that means, okay, you want the convenience of becoming where you want to go to your goal faster. That's why they come to you. That's why they pay you. But right now, like, you could never say nothing. I gave you everything for free. And you could do it on your own. It might take you 6 months. But if you come to me, it's going to take you 3 months or less. That's what they pay you for. They pay you for the speed, the consistency, and the rate of success. That's what they're paying you for.
Mike, you dropping some gems here, man. Yeah.
Listen, you got to, man. You definitely got to.
So look, Siobhan Peterson said, your podcast topics look amazing. The Google Calendar one will be listened to tonight. You got a new subscriber. Ooh.
Like, I could never talk about Google Calendar without mentioning our COO.
Shout out to AB, the youngest in charge.
And I will never mention Google Calendar without mentioning AB, because AB is a master at Google Calendar. And he kind of showed me how valuable Google Calendar was. And once he showed me, I started to inform myself and to really learn Google Calendar. And literally, this is my, like everything I say is like literally what I do. I literally wake up. My fiance got me like, I'm not going to say, well, I could say closer to God, but she got me understanding religion a little bit better, right? Because I wasn't really a big fan of religion per se. I was a big fan of God. And she's got me into like that whole realm. And I pray more out loud now. I pray like publicly, like things like that. I'm learning the Bible now because I posted it. If you go to my Instagram at Michael J. McDonald, you'll see a post a couple of days ago that I took from another podcast. Oh my gosh. If you don't want to know the Bible after you see that reel, I don't know what's wrong with you. Cause that was the most well spoken information about the Bible that I've ever heard in my life. And I literally wake up, I pray, and then I go to my Google Calendar and I see how my day is going to be. I made sure my alerts are 24 hours in advance, 1 hour in advance, 15 minutes in advance, and 1 minute in advance. Once I did that, I don't miss, because I used to miss appointments. I used to miss all of that. I'm old now. I forget things. I don't forget nothing. I plan when I'm going out to eat with my fiance. I plan everything I put in my calendar. That calendar, if you use that calendar and you utilize the tools in that calendar, it will make your day so much more productive, so much more efficient. And you know what? You'll make more money.
Shout out to Ab, man. For all bookings and inquiries for MG the Mortgage Guy, please hit up Ab. Okay, ab@earnyourleisure.com. Thank you very much. But shout out to Ab. Ab is definitely the truth when it comes to that calendar. He be on it. You know what I'm saying? And yo, I ain't gonna hold you up, man. Just even you showing me your website when we was behind the scenes today, and you telling me exactly what you told them. Like, yo, I have everything integrated. And I'm looking like, damn, this thing does the same thing as Calendly, but now it's on my iPhone. Like it's in I have so many different calendars for different things, like syncing them all up is just so annoying some days, bro.
My Airbnb calendar is synced up to my calendar.
So let's talk about this, right? Because look, we've been on here for 51 minutes. I need y'all to throw some fire in the chat for my brother Michael J. McDonald, man. If y'all want to come to the mastermind that we're gonna have in Atlanta at one of the mansions, type 1 in chat, please. Type 1 in chat if you will be interested in coming to the MG and McDonald Mastermind in Atlanta in February for business professionals and real estate professionals. Type a 1 in chat, and you know, we'll put out something in the next week if we get a good response on this. But what I want to transition into, since we're talking about mansions and your Airbnb calendar, you are a real estate investor as well, not just a media mogul, a business mogul, but you're also a real estate investor, and you invest into single family mansions, right? And look, let's call a spade a spade. Not too many people can afford these price points that you're dealing with. So this type of conversation, I want everybody to take this with a grain of salt, because you might not be able to afford the type of properties that this man is buying, but just use the information that you're going to get to apply to your price point, because numbers are numbers at the end of the day, right? Now, Mike, Airbnb, Atlanta's had a lot of changes on what Airbnb rules and laws and regulations and stuff like that. How has that impacted your Airbnb business?
Well, let me explain. Let me just start from the beginning, right? So I had I say mansions, but mansions is, you can say over 5,000 square feet, right? But I came up with this little quote, and it might not be good, it might not be great, but it might be bad, who knows? But I'm gonna tell you, right? I said, not many people have access to mansions. But when I get a mansion, I have access to everyone. What does that mean? If you wanna book my mansion for a couple thousand dollars a night, everyone has a couple thousand dollars for a night. When you want to buy a mansion, you need a large amount of money to put down to get into that mansion, right? Because you need, I mean, Matt talks about it all the time, 20, 25, 30% to get into a multi-million dollar home. But I say, you know what? Inflation's crazy. I need to put my money somewhere. And I either put it into Apple, I love Apple, or I'm putting it into real estate. So I said, rather sit, let my money sit in my account, I buy mansions. That's why Matt always says, why you keep buying mansions? I don't want my money to sit. I want my money to be working for me. Money's a tool. The thing is, people think money is something else and it is not. It's a tool. It's like AI. AI is a tool. Money makes you better. AI makes you better. It literally makes it. Everything I do now is even better because I have AI. Everything I do with money is on a higher scale. I would be probably getting a small single family home. I'd have to start there. But because I have a couple of the dollars, I can actually put it into real estate and have something over 5,000 square feet. So real estate, I actually also put a pool that it wasn't there yet. I put a pool into my Airbnb. Why? Because I know people in Atlanta. Atlanta is hot from like March to say October, really October, but September, say, let's say September. So I said, I got to put a pool in there because I know I'm going to get booked for pool parties and kid parties and all those different things, right? Outside of the Airbnb. So I put a pool in it. I had to be close to the highway. I'm close to the highway. I'm literally a quarter of a mile from the highway. And I had to be close to downtown. I'm 9 minutes from downtown, from Midtown, Atlanta. This particular property that I'm speaking about now is a cash money cow. I literally have not paid a mortgage for where I live or a mortgage for the other two properties that I own since May. Because it's generated so much income for me that it pays for the mortgage in a home, it pays for the mortgage in my home that I live, and it pays for the other mortgage that I have a rental property at. So you have to use, and that's called using your money as a tool, because I could have had it sitting in my account, making no money for me, or I could have it into sitting in a real estate where it's literally paying for itself. So now in 10 years, Legend's gonna have all these mansions paid for, and he gonna be balling, right? Technically, and that's what you do it for. I'm not doing this for me. I'm never gonna touch that money in Apple, ever. That money's going to my son, and God willing, I get a daughter. That's going to my kids. I'm not touching that money. And the thing is, people, uneducated investors invest in certain things, and they don't really understand investing. I don't like to talk about investing. You can leave that to Ian, Matt, Rashad, Troy. I'm an extreme investor, I would say. I like to take chances. So I don't want to really go into that. But what I'm going to say is my Airbnb was next to a highway. It's next to the Braves. They won the pennant last year. So it's a high sought out team, and it's next to Midtown. So those three things, and I had a pool, and I added a pool. Those four things made my Airbnb always booked throughout since May to October. Now, full transparency, shout out to Donnie Wiggins. That's the name of her podcast. Slight plug. November has been slow. It's the holiday season. It won't probably kick back up until probably February, March. But again, I had from March to October, if I'm making all the money to pay for my bills for where I live, my other property and that property, I think that's a win. What'd you think, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a win. But I want to unpack something real quick before we get up off this, right? And it's something that you just said and something that I preach all the time. It's about market research, right? You looked at the market research. You made sure the way you purchased the property was in a prime location. Sports team is not too far. Highways, airports, you know, things like that, that you look at. And also you look at what's the demand, right? It's hot as Africa in Atlanta. So in the summertime, and it's hot probably 7-8 months out of the year. So that pool gets good usage, even when you're talking October, whereas in New York, it starts to get a little bit chilly and it's no longer a pool. You know what I'm saying? So You did a lot of market research to now where.
No. I listened to MG the Mortgage Guy. I listened to Ernie Leisure. That's what I listen to you guys every single day in, day out. I'm your biggest fan. But if you guys are listening to all this information and you're not executing, I'm sorry to say, but you're playing yourself. I edit everything from Earn Your Leisure. I see every single piece of content. MG the Mortgage Guy, everything he put in EYL University, all his blueprints, all his home buyer's blueprints, all his classes. I listen to every piece of content. I would be a fool to not take that content and put it at use and execute on it. I'd be a fool. That's great. How I learned this. I learned this just listening to y'all. That's all I did. All I did. I took the information and I executed it. I didn't, don't make it seem like I did market research. I don't know how to do all that. I see my brothers speaking about this information and I said, okay, I'll apply it to my living situation.
No, 100%. I mean, look, information changes the situation, as they say, right? So you took the information and changed the situation, but you still had to do your own due diligence. We can lead you to the water, but we can't make you drink at the end of the day.
Execute.
Like, we've been on this for an hour right now, Mike. You gave out so many gems. If people are really listening to what you're saying, look, they'll be able to write notes and take some nuggets and say, you know what, for free, I got these two or three things. Right now, I can use and implement these two or three things in my business. When you listen to my content, Earn Your Leisure, Market Mondays, whatever it is, you take two to three things, right? Like for me, even when I watch content, I'm not watching content to sit here and I want to learn everything that the person is speaking about, right? Because not everything might apply to me. But there's always something, if I'm really listening and paying attention, there's something that I can take away from every piece of content, even conversations that I'm having with people like yourself. I can take things away and immediately implement it into my world. And I think that's, you're a living example of listening to the content, taking the information, having people around you that you trust in real estate to give you more information so you can make wise and educated decisions to now where basically you've been living for free off of the mansion that you have purchased and you made a sick ROI on that money already.
Correct.
Case closed. So, look, Mike, we've been on here for an hour. We're going to do a mastermind in February. More details to follow, right? Mm-hmm. This will be a paid event. This is not like, this is a paid event, okay? Just to let you know, you're going to need a couple dollars, and it's going to be a great time.
It's going to be high.
It's premium. This is not going to be like.
You're going to get your money's worth.
100%. Anything that I attach my name to, you're definitely going to get your money's worth. But this is going to be a premium paid event, mansions, food, chefs, you know, the whole nine yards. And this is not going to be for everybody. I'm not going to hold you up. This is going to be for the business owners and the real estate professionals that can afford to invest into their business to come to this mastermind 2 days, learn, network, grow, and be able to be in position to implement immediately so you can go out here and execute and make your money back in profit, right? So, Mike, tell them how to find you. If they want to get in touch with you, you know, get a consultation with you to do a discovery call about their business. And LaStacia is probably going to be 2 days in Atlanta in February, right? Mike, tell them how to find you.
What you think I'm going to say?
Go to your website.
www.michaeljmacdonald.com. I would send you somewhere else. I'm gonna send you to my home. I'm inviting. I'm hospitable. Come to my home. I'm gonna take care.
I love it, y'all. Look, make sure y'all tap in with my brother Mike. We've been on here for an hour, so we're gonna cut this off right now.
I appreciate you, Matt. Thank you, man.
We gave y'all a lot of information. Thank you guys for joining today. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Send us over to 10 people. And make sure you go to mgmortgageacademy.com to join the academy today. Matt Garland, my man Mike McDonald here. We are out. Y'all stay blessed. And probably I'll come back on. I'm not going to come on tomorrow on live, but I'll come back on Friday. And we'll talk some more. All right? Peace.